The Trump administration's announced a major reversal of long-standing policy this morning, saying it will no longer consider Jewish settlements in the West Bank illegal. Israel's immediately welcomed the move. But the settlements have long been a source of dispute between Israel and the international community, and the Palestinians say they are a primary obstacle to peace. For more on this developing story, I was joined moments ago by our North America correspondent, James Glenday. James, this sounds like it's come from out of the blue.
Well, Donald Trump's administration has been much more tolerant of settlement activity than his predecessor, Barack Obama, for example. And this shift in policy is just the latest in a series of announcements over the past couple of years that have pleased Israel and infuriated the Palestinians and Arab community, like moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, for example. And this announcement today, which was made by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, did come, as you say, from out of the blue, but it also does in some ways formalise the way the Trump White House has been effectively treating the West Bank. Mr. Pompeo says the overall status of the West Bank is for Israel and the Palestinians to negotiate, but as a matter of law and after a judicial review, he doesn't think the settlements are illegal.
U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades. The establishment of Israeli civilian settlements in the West Bank is not per se inconsistent with international law.
That is the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. James, this announcement has only just been made, but what has been the reaction so far?
The reaction has been swift and relatively unsurprising. Israel has praised the decision, claiming it was courageous. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it rights a historical wrong. The Palestinians, on the other hand, say it's totally inconsistent with international law. And the U.S. Embassy has issued travel warnings now for the area. About 500,000 Jews live in some 140 settlements in the West Bank. They were built following Israel's 1967 occupation of the West Bank and East Jerusalem. And lots of U.S. governments have looked at their status over the years. The Carter administration, for example, concluded they were inconsistent with international law in 1978. 3 years later, President Reagan disagreed with that decision, and for some decades now, they've been described by U.S. governments as illegitimate. But you may remember in 2016, the Obama administration didn't veto a UN resolution that urged an end to these settlements, and that was unusual for a U.S. government, and it's that precedent in particular that the Trump administration is stressing that it's trying to overturn.
That's our North America correspondent, James Glenday.